Welcome back to another episode of I'm No Rookie. And today I want to talk to you about how to know if a career in the beauty and wellness education sector is right for you. So in the world where self-care and wellness is increasingly important, more so than ever, the role of a beauty wellness educator has also become just as important. Beauty and wellness educators are professionals who teach students about the principles and techniques of beauty and wellness, and they provide them with the knowledge, the skills necessary to enter and succeed in the industry. But what exactly does a beauty wellness teacher and trainer do? And is that the title that they're given? No, there's many different titles, but that's the title I'm going to use across the board. And I want to talk to you about why this role is important. A beauty and wellness educator teaches students about the various beauty and wellness practices, such as skincare, makeup application, massage therapy, nutrition, wellness practices, and so much more. They may work in multiple kind of settings, including beauty schools, academies, spas, skincare companies, wellness centers, research centers, and they could also work freelance or could be hired in-house. In their roles as educators, they provide hands-on training and instructions to students, helping them understand and master the techniques. So it could be students or staff. They also teach them about industry trends, best practices and regulations, and help them develop the interpersonal and communication skills needed to succeed. The role of an educator is essential for several reasons. First, they provide the students with the technical knowledge and the skills that they need. Secondly, this includes hands-on training and practical experience and the latest industry information. They help students develop interpersonal communication skills that they need in the industry. This includes teaching them how to build client relationships, communicate effectively, and provide excellent customer service. As educators, you would help students understand the importance of self-care and wellness and how these practices can improve physical and mental health. This knowledge is crucial not only for individuals, but also for society as a whole. The role of the educator in this field is important because it's providing students with the knowledge and the inspiration necessary to succeed. Is this an area that you've been considering? I talk to many different people, that especially that are therapists, and they're looking at trying alternatives within the industry, but they're unsure. So maybe this is something that you could consider being an educator. If so, it's essential to be sure you're ready for the unique challenges and the rewards of teaching. So here are a few key signals that you may be ready to take the leap and become an educator. The first one is passion. If you have passion for the subject, for example, you must want to develop deep knowledge and understanding to be an effective educator. If you are passionate about your subject and you enjoy sharing your knowledge with others, you may just have the foundation to be an educator. Also, communication skills is so important. Educators must communicate possibly complex ideas clearly and concisely to their students or to the staff. So if you are confident in your ability to communicate effectively, you may be ready to become an educator. You also need to have a desire to make a difference. The best educators are those who are motivated to positively impact their students' lives. You may be ready to become an educator if you have a strong drive to help others and make a difference. Another key thing is patience and compassion. Teaching can be demanding, so demanding, and it requires a great deal of patience and understanding to connect with and help students who may struggle with particular subjects or concepts. If you have a kind and compassionate nature, and can maintain your patience even in challenging situations, you may be well suited for a career as an educator. Another two would be flexibility and adaptability. Education consistently evolves, and educators must adapt to these new approaches and methods. And I think for us in the industry, the beauty industry, we're perfect for it because it's always changing. So if you are flexible, You're open-minded and willing to learn and grow as an educator continuously. You may be ready to pursue this career. Becoming an educator is so rewarding and so fulfilling, but you must be sure that you're ready for the unique challenges and the responsibilities of the job. Suppose you have a passion for your subject, you've got strong communication skills, you've got the desire to make a difference, you have the patience, the compassion, and the ability to adapt to change. If you do, the education sector, the beauty and wellness field may be exactly what you need. One of the things I love the most about being an educator is the vast array of things that you can do. One of the things that got me into the beauty industry after getting my qualification, and I stayed there for so long, is because the variety of things that you do. You're not doing the same old, even if you're doing the same treatments, you're meeting different people, you're treating different skin types, you're treating different body concerns. And that's the beauty of the education field. You're doing so many things. You're not just teaching. You possibly could be assessing, so observing your students carrying out a treatment. You might be marking assignments, so you're following criteria, looking at learning objectives. You may be actually creating the course. So maybe you're doing creative work, maybe there's graphics involved, maybe you're creating videos. You might be building up your online presence, so social media and marketing come to it. There's so much that happens within the education sector. And even if you're hired within an organization, you're not always going to be doing the same thing. You might be working with different types of groups. You may be working in an organization where you're working with staff, so you're working with teams. You might be sent to hotels where you're looking after their therapists, or you could be in a spa and you directly are teaching on product knowledge. There's so much that goes on within the education sector. There's not just one cap that fits all. So if you're considering and you're like, oh, I wonder if this could be for me, I think first thing that I would say, if you're considering it, first of all, like I went through, those communication skills. Are you flexible? Do you have patience? Do you have compassion? And then next, really think about where would you like to work? Are you focused on becoming a teacher or educator in a school environment, in a college? Or would you like the idea of being a freelancer, being able to work online and work on your own terms? Or maybe you'd be an assessor. Figure it out. I'm not saying you have to pick exactly what you want right now, but you need to have a path that you want to go down. Once you have that path, then you want to go look at job opportunities, job specs, job descriptions. What are they looking for? What do you have and what don't you have? The things that you do have, great, tick them down. The things that you don't have, how could you gain that? Is it the skills? Is it knowledge? Is it experience? And then work on those key things. And that's my tip on getting started, especially if you're still trying to work out if this career is for you. If you're like, oh my God, I know this is exactly what I want to do, then go through that list of things to do. Get clear on where you want to start, where you want to work first. Get clear on the areas that you need to improve on. Maybe you need to gain a training, teaching qualification. Maybe you need to improve your communication skills. Whatever that is, focus on that. Any new role that you're looking to get into, any new career that you're looking to get into, this would be your path. It's not something that just happens. You've got to work at it. If the information on today's episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Subscribe to I'm No Rookie and share this episode with someone who also needs to hear it. Together, we can step boldly into new opportunities backed by our wealth of experience that we've gathered. Remember, you're no rookie in this game of life. Your next chapter is waiting for you. It's your turn and it's your time to go for it.